Ask the Lord's blessing upon His word. Father, we pray and ask, Lord, as the day is winding and Your word is still eternal, that You help us to understand Your word, Lord, especially this very difficult subject. We pray and ask, Lord, that You would give us a mind to understand, heart to receive, and give ears to listen, and a heart to respond, that Your word would become easy for us to understand. In nation, we saw a lot of things, and we saw God is fair. I give you many, many examples. It's not a different story. It's the same thing. We cannot bend the scripture and say, oh, on these things, God is fair, but no, not an election. No. All our opinions, the tradition, had to be submitted to the word of God alone. About election, when you see the election, it exhausts the grace of God. Absolutely, the grace of God. Before I talk on election, I want to show you, because that is important. But let me use one scripture before I get into the four nine. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 says, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before Him in love. Now, it is says that He chose us before the foundation of the world. Now, I know a lot of times when we come to this scripture, we become very slippery and try to get away. And go to something else. But we are going to face the scriptures. Just like how we read another book or a newspaper, without taking on either side. Says God chose you before the foundation of the world. Does it mean that God saved you before the foundation of the world? Did God save you? How many say believes that God saved us before the foundation of the world? No, God did not save us before the foundation. Before the foundation of the world. If God saved us before the foundation of the world, why should Christ? He was just chosen by God to be saved. He got saved during this, our life on the earth. We were born like any other unbeliever. But we were chosen, but we were known that we were chosen. Charles Spurgeon said, he was one of the greatest pastors and the greatest evangelists. He said that, if I know the elect of God, on the back of the elect, I will go and preach the gospel only to the people who had a yellow mark. But God did not do that. We have preached the gospel to everybody. Response. Now, let's look at the creation a little bit. How we saw the powerfulness of God, right? He's immensely powerful, infinite God. Did God know that He was going to sin? Who created man? Did God know that Satan is going to, yes, and fall into sin? Yes. Does this make God the author of sin? No. No, certainly not. God, the million-dollar question is, on what condition did God choose you before the foundation of the world? On what condition did He choose another world? Let me give you the popular answer. Answer is that God chose some because God looked into the future according to His foreknowledge, and He saw that some people are going to be saved, and His foreknowledge, God saved them. No.
that's not the way God saved us. God doesn't picture and see who is good and who is bad. He saw everybody is bad. Nobody has faith. So, that did not solve the problem. If that is the case, if one is going to be obedient on man's obedience, because he's the one who is going to respond, God. So if man's, not that God is sovereign, put the crown on yourself and say, I accept the Lord. Because of my, the truth is, Jesus is crown, not you and me. We need to pick up Jesus. So, as I said, no, Jonah realized this in the bed. If it was your obedience, then you can sing amazing that same an obedient person like me. Not save that same a wretched, wicked person like me. Now, was Jacob more spiritual than you ever see that? If election was a foreseen thing that God looked in the future and saw, well, you know what? Jacob is going to be pretty good, so I'm going to elect him. Esau is going to get. But we are going to read, we are going to get into this in a minute. Okay? Now, let me say, this is how he came to know election very well. He started preaching when he was about 12 years old. One weeknight, I was sitting in the thought struck me, how did I become a Christian? Sought the Lord. But how did you seek the Lord? Well, he was thinking, maybe I sought the Lord. Then he said, how come I prayed? Then he said, because he saw the scriptures. He read the scriptures. Then he said, how can I hear the word of God? Unless God was at the very bottom of it. He is the one who opened my heart, opened my mind to read the scripture. Even I can't take my next breath without the grace of God. So, you know, he said, I saw that God was at the very bottom of it all. He, the whole doctrine of grace opened, and since then, it never entered my mind. The word foreknowledge appears in the New Testament. It's never used in connection with, in somebody's, let me see, somebody or somebody's works. It always you on the person itself, nothing that you are doing. God did not elect you because he foresaw your repenting and believing. Then if he did, it's your repenting and believing, you get the glory and you can boast. The persons who will be saved is not the action. He knew the persons. Actions have nothing to do in foreknowledge. Now I'm going to take some scriptures on foreknowledge and it becomes more clear to you. The Greek is prognosko. Our prognosis comes from foreknowledge or prognosko. The term that the doctor can inspect your body, examine your body, and doctor can come, he can come to a conclusion, a prediction, what's going to happen to you in the future. The same way is that God beforehand have already told them what's going to happen. So here, the word does not appear in the Old Testament, but the word for foreknowledge in the Old Testament is to know or to seek favor or to acknowledge. Good example is God's name. Okay? And also Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So nothing that Jeremiah did on action. No action. God knew the person. So, you see him being delivered, that is Jesus, by the determinate counsel of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified. Now, Paul is not speaking God's foreknowledge of anything on action, on crucifixion, but tell me, beforehand, the counsel of God that is going to happen. Romans 8:29 says, for whom did he foreknew? He denied to be conformed to the image of his son. Now, I want to go to chapter 9, your favorite chapter. And Esau. So let's turn to Romans chapter 9. Why I want to show election to see the grace of God? It is really, really important. Romans chapter 9, starting from verse 9. At this time, I will come and Sarah shall have a son. And Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children he born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God stand, not of works, but of him who calls. Very good. That good or bad. If Paul wanted to say, Esau is, Jacob is going to be saved because of his action, this would be the best place. Okay, then it says here, verse 12, the older shall serve the young, I love, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is this with God? Talking the same thing, right? Before, he was 700 million to some people, some he doesn't give, or whatever. Is he unfair? Is God unfair? Now, electing Jacob, Esau? Now, some people want to, I heard some made a mistake here. Well, Paul made a mistake spiritually than Paul. For you to say that. But the Bible says all scripture is by the word of God. Every single scripture. Now, what shall we say? Is there unrighteousness in God? Absolutely no. We saw the idea of God. It says here, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom mercy, I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, not of him who runs, but of God who shows most mercy. Can you be Greek or whatever? You can understand. But the problem is we don't want to listen. We want to put it in our ears. I don't want to listen to that. Paul goes on to say, verse 19, you does he still find fault, for he has resisted his will. Then he, verse 20 says, O man, will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for destruction? Now let's see Jacob and Esau. A lot of people might say that Esau was very bad, Jacob. But Jacob listened to his son's plan. He deceived his old father, in order to get the blessing from Esau. This was one of the ways to steal somebody's blessing, and he lied to his old father. Jacob covered his hands with tears when his father was blind. His father touched him and he thought it was his father. And he said, my father, here I am. His father asked, who? And Jacob lied to the father saying, I am Esau. You on. Jacob, who is the bad person? They're innocent. He's hunting. He doesn't know what's going on. The trickster, the crooked man, the wicked man, the deceiver is Jacob. only greedy to get blessing. My question is, who is man here? Jacob is a fleshly man. He's not a spiritual man. He got to be hunting to cook some food for the father. But while he's hunting, Jacob is seeing the father with the mother. They are in a plan. Mother and the son. Lying. Then the father asks, Isaac asks Jacob, how is it that you fleshly? Aren't you my son Esau? Jacob's conviction of sin. There was no conviction. He grabbed the opportunity. He is scheming to deceive, to trick his father to get the blessing of his mother's craftiness and his own greediness. When Esau, what happened? Esau wept bitterly. Now, honestly, in you, who was the wicked man? Jacob. Sinful. Jacob's actions are sinful. Now, if God is going to save somebody according to somebody's actions, He's going to save Esau, not Jacob. If you have a common sense of a, you know that Jacob is, he deceived father with lying and everything else. But God, just imagine, God in His sovereign, He elected Jacob. What about you? Just like Jacob, right? Me and you, we come from the Jacob's name. Yeah. God in His sovereign nature, He elected me over someone who is better than me, I thought. So the more you know miserable that person, the more you will praise God for His grace. One is chosen. The other is rejected. Good or evil, He did not elect Jacob. He was a deceiver. Good works are not the cause for His election. Probably I put that there. But it was the sovereign counsel of God. The biblical, so it's so important for us to understand that sovereign counsel of God. God, you know, it says in the Bible, select us according to what we have done. Psalm chapter 130, verse 3 says, of our sins, who could stand? If God makes a record of your soul, deep trouble. So God elects some, not according to my faith or what I have done, but God's sovereign grace. So, Ephesians chapter 2 Timothy chapter 9 says, who saved us and called us to a holy life, not because, but because of His own purpose and grace, that this grace was given in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. I don't understand God, why God saved me or you. Only thing I understand is it. That's it. So, it is not what God foresaw. He had chosen us not because we would be holy or we might be holy, we should be holy. So, another hymn that says, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. So, it is only God's grace alone, that we are saved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 9. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 9 says, just as He chose us in Him. Remember, in Christ we are chosen, not in ourselves. There's no way. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, without blame, before Him, in love, us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His. Why did God save us? According to His good pleasure of His will. So, you know that there are some Christians in your church. And what I mean is that some people are very committed to God. and you saw that they have been really committed to God, and they have totally denied the Lord, forsaken the Lord, they have gone to the world and they are believers. And you know, you have experienced that. It is true. That person was never saved. Judas Iscariot is a good example. He looked like a Christian. He acted like one, but he was never saved.